Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. The fastest road to failure is to never start. I'm Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie and your business coach. And today we're going to talk about why you're not getting into action, that fear of success. And we're going to get you through it so that you can begin to take aligned action in creating that in which you desire in your business. Now grab your pen and paper. I'm going to try and keep this simple and short because I know my audience loves concise. Okay, so first, you need to know what you want your business to look like in 5 years. If you do not have that clear vision, you will not be taking action because vision creates action, okay? Vision is what creates the goals, and then the goals are what creates action because you have to know where you're going before you can take your first step forward. Otherwise, it's going to feel like falling off a cliff and you're not going to take that step. Makes sense? Makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to use myself and my business as examples as we move through this so that you can get some clarity on this. This is going to sound like not so fun stuff, but I want you to have fun with it because this is your future. Your business is your future. And if you're not taking action at creating your future, then you're wasting time. Let's get you moving. Okay, here we go. One of the most important things that I see coaches that are struggling with their business not doing is figuring out what they want their business to look like 5 years from now financially. Your financial goal. This is your end goal. So you need to look at, do I want a $300K business? Do I want a $300 million business? You need to figure out what that income is that you see for yourself. For yourself. So a lot of those million-dollar earners are trying to encourage you to hit $1 million through modeling their lifestyle and what they're doing. I'm going to be completely transparent with you. I worked corporate America for decades. I managed people on the day-to-day for all of my adult career. So when I decided to become an entrepreneur, I knew that I wanted to be a solo entrepreneur. I knew that I wanted an uncomplicated business. This means I didn't want to have to hire employees. I didn't want to have to manage people. I had managed them for so long that I just wanted me, my dog, my cat in the studio, windows open, making my magic happen. So I work with women that want the same. They want a beautiful solo business, no hassle, and no managing other people. Now, I want you to know, because I am transparent, I do have an attorney and I have an accountant because sometimes I don't like to file my own taxes, even though I know how. We don't have to do everything. But I don't have to train them. I don't have to keep them accountable. They are experts in their own field. I don't even have a VA. So I want you to understand that your financial goal for your business when you are looking out 5 years from now or 10 or whatever the finished product is going to dictate the structure of your business. So the closer that we get to $1 million, the more likely we are going to have to hire people to help us, either employees or contract labor. Now, employees, we have to train. Contract labor, they know their specialty, but we still have to help manage them. Okay, so I want you to know if you're looking at $1 million business, then you're looking at a business that has a much different structure than a solo entrepreneur coach. I want to talk about specifically people that want to be solo entrepreneurs because that's what I wanted and that's who I coach. I can coach anyone to get there. So I want you to look at, do I want a 250K business? Do I want a 300? Do I want a 600? I want you to determine that because like I said, this is an important part of your whole vision. You have to have that clarity. And so many people want to jump to that $1 million year or that 300K now. We're not talking right now. It takes time to grow a business. Six-figure success doesn't happen overnight. It is very rare. It's possible, but it is very rare. So I want you to get that number. What would a 300K business look like? What is the structure? Now, this is the stuff that we talk about inside my Evolution 10X Mastermind because there's a lot of moving mechanisms to business ownership. But you're going to have to understand that you're not going to be making 300K at the end of this year. That would be highly unlikely. So we're looking at the structure of it, knowing that at 300K, you're going to have your expenses, you're going to have your taxes set aside, as well as paying yourself so that you can divvy up your profits and your investments and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's a whole nother ballgame. But I want you to understand when you're looking at 300K a year, understand that that 300K revenue is not all going into your pocket. Uncle Sam likes to take a portion. But knowing that you want to have a $300,000 annual revenue in a business can give you an idea of what that would create. I set that as my first primary income goal because I knew that that would enable my husband to make the decision on his terms, not mine, when he wants to leave being a chef. He loves what he does. I don't see him leaving for the next 5 years, maybe even 10. He loves what he does. But knowing that my finances can support us was really important to me. So what can you see would change for you? Because so many women I talk to are like, I want to have $1 million business, but they haven't taken the time to see what that really looks like. I want to make 300K this year. Okay, well, take the time right now and really look at what does the structure of that business look like. You got to get really, really clear with this vision because your vision is what creates action. What is the structure? How are you going to be making that every year? I know this sounds boring, but y'all, this is the reality and this is your future. So when I started my business, I knew from the very beginning that my goal was to be to host a mastermind. I also knew that I wanted to be able to have one-on-one hypnosis clients, and I continually have those coming in from referrals all the time. I knew that at some point I wanted a monthly membership, and just so happens that this year was the year that I launched my monthly membership. Because where I operate from was helping women grow businesses and get out of that entrepreneurial poverty. And I know how hard it is to pay for a program that's $3,500 or more when you're trying to put food on the table. That is hard. I know what it's like. So that's why I always wanted to have a monthly membership, but I didn't know how I could structure it or what it would look like until this past November when it became really, really clear. And now I have it. And it's not like any other membership I've ever experienced. Women that join this membership get everything immediately. It's not drip fed. I give them access to everything that is in Cash Codex, 50 Leads in Flow, Magnetic Messaging, and Financial Frequency that has been rebuilt. It's totally all been restructured. They get that straight out of the gate, as well as bonuses. I want to give them the ability to know everything that they need to know about business growth so that they can start making money. I knew that from the beginning of my business, that there was a gap in a business development that I wanted to fill right there. So now it's here. I've had a business for a very long time, but my online business is not even 4 years old yet. So I still have about a year and a half, 2 years to really bring that long-term 5-year goal into fruition. So there are still things that I want to achieve by then. But I'm going to tell you, 80% of my business is solid. I have my hypnosis clients, I have my membership now, and I have my mastermind. Those were the three primary things that I wanted to have. And then I wanted to do fun, shorter programs. For instance, I'm going to be starting up a telepathy program. Fun stuff like that, y'all. I'm so excited. And guess what? The people that find out about it first are going to be the people that are in my membership or my mastermind or even my one-on-one clients. They get first entry to everything because sometimes I have to minimize the amount of people. Like for the telepathy class, that's going to have to be limited seating. But what do you want your business to look like? Because if you don't have that structure, how can you know what you're working towards? So now that you have what you want your financial outcome to look like, what do you have to offer right now? Meaning, if you know you want a mastermind, you're going to have to grow that from the ground up. You have to gain the know, like, and trust of your audience, and people have to work with you for a while before they'll invest that type of money. So we want to start looking at how do we start it now? How do we work towards getting to that ultimate 5-year plan now? Because the reality is you're not going to make $300K this year, most likely. So how do we get into action and what do we want to start it out with? What are the products that you have under your belt right now? Right now. I can guarantee you one of them is one-on-one client work. Do you have a program that you want to launch? You have to know where you're going to start. And then you got to get out there and start prospecting. If you don't know what prospecting is, then we definitely need to talk. So when you have that clear goal, you're going to want to have a mastermind. If you're a coach, you're going to want to have that really cool mastermind where your clients that really love sticking and staying with you can all come together and collaborate on a whole new level. So once you know where you want to go, it's time to get into action. Your business is not going to build itself on a hope and a prayer. You actually have to do the things that are necessary in business development. When we're talking about manifesting, know what you want that 5-year goal to look like, and then you have to know what to do to grow a business. It's more than content creation. You need to know your numbers. You need to know how to prospect. You need to know how to track your KPIs. You need to know all these things. If you want to reach 100K, you need to know what happens on the back end of a business. Because when you're watching us entrepreneurs that are having success in our business, it is more than just putting out content. When we are in our office, we are doing very productive stuff to make sure that we're finding the success that we need. And it's not coaching. Coaching is your trade. But most entrepreneurs see their coaching business as being a really good coach. You can be the best coach in this world and not have success. This is because having a successful coaching business is a very different skill set than being a coach. You can be the best hypnotist, but having a successful hypnosis practice requires a very different skill set. The reason why most healers, coaches, and hypnotists are not having the success they desire is because their perception is, I need to learn more, I need to be more, be better at coaching, and then people will want what I have. I know you have been in coaching programs where the person was a really good marketer, but doesn't know how to coach to save their life and is making millions. I know. I've been in them. Just because somebody knows how to build their business on their own doesn't mean that they know how to coach it. In this industry, you have to be both. You have to be a really good coach and you have to be a really good entrepreneur. That's what creates success. But without a vision, you're not going anywhere. Now, I do have a book recommendation. I'll attach the link because this is going to be your first action step. Because I bet you that if you're still listening to this, you're like, how the hell do I do this? And if you're not ready to talk about the mastermind, I still want to get you into action. I want to give you a resource that can get you moving rapidly. The book is called E-Myth. It's going to be the first book that you read as an entrepreneur. It's full of valuable information and it's all going to make sense. I'll put the link in the description to this podcast because you need to set goals. I know what it's like to not want to set goals because every time you set one, you never achieve it. Been there, done that. But when you work with a business coach like me, our whole objective is to get you a return on your investment. So I literally will help you map out how you're going to get there, how you're going to pay for the investment you made into my program, but how to get to that 300K as well, because that's what you need to learn. Okay, go to the show notes. You can download the audio version to E-Myth. You don't have to have it in the hard copy if you don't want to. And I would love, love, love to hear you chime in what you think about this book. I'm going to tell you, if you're down, if you're listening to this and you're down and you want to talk about it, I will host a book club type brainstorming for it because I know two women that are finishing up in the mastermind. And we're going to come together and talk about it anyway. So why not come along for the ride? Okay, I love y'all. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms. And I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.